How many want the Lord to rain on you?
Rain on my fear. Rain on my fear. Holy Spirit. Is that what you want tonight? Holy Spirit, rain on my fear. That's what I asked him one morning at 4:30. I said, rain on my fear. No one was around, just me and Daddy God. I had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit,
yes,
Melissa needs rain on my fear. Come on, help me sing it.
Rain on my fear. Come on, put your hands together. This is 2 weeks of love with evangelist Virginia Valentine live on the Now Network.
Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. I say hallelujah to you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it rain, Lord. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Let it rain from the four corners of the earth. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. I love to call your name, Jesus. There's power in his name, Jesus. Hey, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. 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 Jesus, I love to call your name. Jesus, there's power in your name. Jesus, oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, let me hear you call him. Somebody needs to say Jesus. Go ahead on and call him. Say Jesus. There's power in his name. Jesus, hey, somebody. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, 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 Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love to call his name. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. There's power in his name. There's power in the blood. Hey, Jesus. So much power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise your name tonight. I praise your name tonight. I praise your name tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I say thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for being so good to us, Lord. So awesome, Lord. I thank you. According to the book of John 3:16, it said God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. His one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus came to give us life, eternal life. He said we believe in him, not on him, but believe in him. He shall, that word shall is a promise. God promised us, y'all, he'll give us eternal life. And I thank him tonight. Thank him for eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And good evening, man of God. And I want to say thank you tonight for allowing me to be on this great platform tonight to bring forth the word. Man of God, I thank you and I appreciate everything you've done, all what you've done and what you're doing now. And what you're going to continue to do. You could have easily brought somebody else on this broadcast. But I thank you for listening, hearing the word of God, hearing the voice of God, and bringing me on to bring forth the word on Friday. I appreciate it. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love God.
God loves you. He loves you all those on the platform, the Now Network, the Blog Talk Radio, the Internet, online. Jesus loves you. I say Jesus loves you. That's why God sent him to die for us. That's how much he loves us. He loves us. He said he came to seek and to save those which was lost. Jesus came for the lost sheep of Israel. And I thank him tonight. I thank him tonight. Amen. And I want to share 7 ways that God loves us. There are more ways in this Bible that God tells us he loves us. Amen. But I want to give y'all 7 ways that God loves us. Number one, God loves us with atoning love. John 3:16. And number two, God loves us with calling love. 1 Peter 2:8. And number three, God loves us with redeeming love. Romans 8:3. And number four, God loves us with justifying love. Romans 2:23-25. And number five, God loves us with adopting love. Romans 8:15, he loves us with adopting love. He adopted us into the royal family. We're royal. Hallelujah. And number six, God loves us with sanctifying love. We've been set apart, justified for the kingdom of God. Amen. And number seven, God loves us with glorifying love. 1 John 3:1-2. Glorifying love. There are more ways in the Bible that he loves us. So many ways. There are so many ways in this Bible that God loves us, saints of God. But I've given you those 7 ways that he loves us. When I said he loves us with atoning love, he atoned for our sin. Thank you, Jesus. He atoned for our sin. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. This is 52 Weeks of Love. 52 Weeks of Love broadcast. Week 44. Hosted by Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hello, somebody. I say hello, somebody. Those who have their Bibles. If you don't have your Bibles right now, run and get your Bible. And turn your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms. Psalm 91:1. And number one, the first chapter says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Did y'all get that? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Anyone, those that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Good evening. Good evening. I'm going to say good evening to you again, a man of God. I know you say you're blessed, and yes, you are. And welcome to those who are listening in tonight. I want to use for a topic tonight. I would like to minister to you tonight from the subject, the secret place. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to talk about the secret place tonight. The secret place. Do you, saints of God, know where the secret place is and what's found there? The secret place is a place of worship and prayer. It's a place of protection from the many things that come up against us by who? The enemy. Let me read that to you again. The secret place is a place of worship and prayer. It's a place of protection from the many things that come up against us by the enemy. And even simply because we live here in a broken world. Did y'all get that? I say we live here in a broken world. This is a very special place. A place like none others. I'm talking about the secret place. It's a place like none other. Face of God. Let's look at it in the Word. Psalm 91, verse 1 through 6. This is going to be a three-part series. I have two more weeks to minister on this. This is a three-part series, okay? Are y'all hearing me tonight? It's a three-part series. Let's look at it in the Word. Psalm 91, 1 through 6. I will be reading from the Amplifier Bible. Look at verse 1 with me, if you will. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at it in the Amplifier Bible. It says again, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. Did y'all get that? Whose power no enemy can withstand. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Saints of God, did you hear that? Saints of God, did you hear that? Now. I said now. Now. You can't just dwell anywhere. You just can't dwell anywhere. It's got to be in the where? The secret place of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dwells. Look at the word dwell. The word dwell means to live as a resident. That's where you abide, which means to continue in a place. You got to live there. You know how we move from one place to the next, and then we call that place our home. Oh, no. Oh, no. God said abide. Continue in this place. It's a place of protection. Did not say that earlier? Are you hearing me? Glory to Jesus. I say glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Look at verse 2. It reads, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. My God, in him will I trust. 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 I will trust in the Lord with all of my heart. And lean not unto my own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will or shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You need to trust in God with all of your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. But in all of our ways, you need to acknowledge him, and he will or he shall direct your path. The psalmist said, let me brag, oh my Lord. This is David, y'all. The psalmist said, let me brag, oh my Lord, said Jesus. Let me tell you about my daddy and your daddy. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Oh my God. The Amplified Bible says, he is my Lord, my ruler and commander. He is my refuge, my shelter and protection from dangers or distress. A place that provides shelter or protection. I want to stop and share something with you all. I was in this church, and I was there for years and years and years and years ago. And when I heard him speak on Psalm 46 and 1, you know what he said? He said, God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of trouble. But he didn't say that. He said, God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of life. And when he said that, I could have fallen out of my seat and went under the bench. Because when he said it to protect himself. Because he was having an affair with young boys. And he used that scripture, that Psalm 46 and 1. I'm going to have to say it. God is my refuge and my strength, he said. A very present help in time of a lion. I said, oh, but God got it. I say, God got it. Because it didn't say that. It said a very present help in time of trouble. And if you was in trouble, he should have got some help. He should have got spiritual counseling, mental counseling. But I say, God, show me a way out of here. Show me a way out of here. Show me a way to escape. I can't sit here. And I'm not going to go on and say nothing else, but God said he's a present help in time of trouble. Whatever we're going through, y'all, in our body, financially, mentally, spiritually, marriage problem, children problem, your children going crazy, your wife acting funny, your husband acting crazy. When you say a time of trouble, God is there to protect us, shield us, guide us. Not for us to help us in a lie, to get out of a lie. The devil is a lie, and Jesus is the Messiah. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Don't take scriptures and use them for your glory, but they for the glorifying God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. He is our refuge, y'all. Our shelter and protection from dangers or distress. Did y'all get that? A place that provides shelter and protection for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to hear this. Faith of God. My brothers and my sisters in Christ and my co-neighbors in the gospel. Listen at this. The United States have several military divisions. The Army, the Navy, the Marine, and the Air Force. But I tell you what, they can't protect us like the Lord God Almighty. And it's not to take away their honor by serving our country. Tell on somebody. But let me tell you, every attack that the enemy has come against our nation with the military division of either one couldn't protect the people. Oh, but my God. I said, oh, but my God is almighty. And in that secret place, y'all hear me tonight, in that secret place is a place, hey Jesus, that he declares, that Jesus declares is a place of protection. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. That place that Jesus declares is a place of protection and safety. You better hear me tonight. Verse 3 goes on to say, he will save you from the trap of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. When the enemy tries to set up traps for us, you know how he does. Let me go back. I say when the enemy tried to set up traps for us, you know how he does. You don't drink or do drugs anymore. And those old friends, y'all know those old friends y'all have, or that we used to have that drank, did drugs and everything else with, that we was bad and big enough to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. For us, you know how he does. You don't drink or do drugs anymore. And those old friends of yours or mine call you up. And when you get there, and they have a whole table spread waiting on you, he said he will save us. Jesus said he'll save us. The media, the news media broadcast, there's an outbreak of a deadly disease. Remember the Ebola virus? Hallelujah, Jesus. He said he will save us. And guess what? He did. Rejoice, saints. Let me go back. The news media broadcast. There's an outbreak of a deadly disease. Remember the Ebola? I'm talking about the Ebola virus. He said he would save us. Rejoice, saints. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Because in Philippians 4:4 said, rejoice. Hey, Jesus, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. 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 We got something to rejoice about because our name are written down in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad my name is written down in heaven. And I got a mansion there waiting for me. When Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you, that place is one there for me. Many mansions is only for prepared people. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Lord. Hey, Jesus. Look at verse 4. He will. I'm talking about Jesus. He will cover you and completely protect you with his pinion. That means his feathers. And under his wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. Did y'all get that? I said his faithfulness is a shield and a wall. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm about to run around this place right now, y'all. I said I'm about to run around this place right now. Oh, Jesus, I feel the power of God in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Jesus will completely, to the full extent of degree, it says he's a shield. Y'all know what a shield is. It said he is a shield, a covering, protection, security, defense, a wall. That's what Webster says. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord. By any means necessary, God pulls out all the stops. Did y'all get that? I say God pulls out all the stops. Not some, but all the stops. God will stop the devil in his tracks. I say, God will stop the devil in his tracks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told y'all some weeks ago, I got a big street sign in my front yard, and it had my street name on it. And I woke up one morning and looked out the door, the sign was in the yard. And I know didn't have enough wind to blow it down. They had some children that passed by. And they didn't stop until they got it about the ground and threw it in the yard. angel was right there. But guess what? I said, Lord, I know who they are. You know who they were. The angel told them. But guess what? He's there to protect me. And the sign, all I did was call the people that came back and put the sign up. But I thank God, I am protected. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm shield. I am shield. I am protected by the Holy Ghost. I'm protected by my angel. Each and every one of us have a guardian angel. Each and every one of us have a guardian angel. I'm not going to go ahead of myself, but he told me, I've given my angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways, and nothing by enemies shall hurt you. Nothing shall come nigh your dwelling, Virginia, and no evil shall befall you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for protection. Thank you for shielding me, for guiding me. And that shield covers my vital organ. That shield covers me. I'm covered by the blood. Hey, Jesus. I'm covered by the blood of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to say this to you tonight. It doesn't matter how much are y'all listening tonight. Hello, somebody. Are y'all still there? It doesn't matter how much North Korea threatens us or ISIS and nobody else. It doesn't matter how much chaos is going on in the White House. We better get in the secret place. We better get in the secret place and stay there. Because if we don't, hey, Lord, if we don't, we will live in fear. Hey, Jesus. And fear have torment. Fear is of the devil. I say fear have torment and fear is of the devil. We better get in that secret place and we better stay there. Stay there. Don't move. Remain. You remember in Acts 1 and 4 when Jesus was eating with the disciples and he told the disciples, he said, you stay here, you wait. You stay here and wait on the promise. He told them to stay there to wait. And here we better get in that secret place and we better wait. Wait. Run to the secret place. I'm running. I'm running, I'm running, I'm running, I'm running, I'm running. I'm running to get to that secret place. Don't you see me? I'm passing you. I'm running. I'm running. I'm running. I'm running to the secret place. Hey, Jesus. Yes, Lord. The secret place of the Most High. We need to get there. And we need to stay in the secret place. Thank you, Jesus. When you and I, hey, Lord, when you and I feel a tide, T-I-D-E, when you and I feel a tide of emotion beginning to swell within us, we need to return to the secret place of the Most High. Did y'all get that? Hey, Jesus. When you and I feel a tide of emotion beginning to swell within us, we need to return to the secret place of the Most High. There we can cry out to the Father to help us, hey, Jesus, that we may resist this surge of emotion that threatens to overwhelm us. Y'all hear me tonight? And we will do this. The Lord has promised to intervene on our behalf. You know, when we were small, we were children, and some of us still acting crazy. Somebody might do you something. Step on your toe. Step on your shoe. You get mad. And you say, I'm going to get you at the last thing I do. No. You don't do nothing. God, he said, I am your, I can avenge for you. He will intervene. I'm sorry. He will for you. And we will do this, the Lord has promised to intervene on our behalf. God will intervene on our behalf. You don't have to do nothing. Saying, I'll get you up to the last thing I do. No, you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And watch God intervene. Watch God move. Watch him do what he has to do. He'll fight your battle. He'll intervene for you. He'll put out all the stops. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Look at verse 6. It said, no, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Hey, Jesus. No, for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Y'all know who that is. No, for the pestilence that walks in darkness. No, for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Satan is his enemy. Yes, Lord. Listen at this, my people of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ. I hope y'all are still listening. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Stay on the line.
We still here. We are still here.
Yes. We know. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, oh, come city, the most Sunday, the Akanda. Oh, listen at this, my people of God. We don't have to fret. We don't have to fret. Because you know, Psalm 37, verse 4 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Because they'll soon be cut down and withered at the green herd. Fret not. We don't have to fret over the disease that are contagious or for any disasters that might break out. Hey, Lord. People are doing treacherous things in the broad open daylight. Yes. They're breaking into your home in the broad open daylight. They're shooting and killing in the broad open daylight. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. But the secret place, hey, y'all better hear me tonight. Oh, the secret place is our protection. The secret place, hey, Lord, is our protection. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the secret place is a place where we can come to him. I'm talking about coming to God with our request. He said, let your request be known unto me with prayer and supplication in the spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. The secret place is a place where we can come to him with our request. Our hurt, our disappointment, whatever might make us afraid. And God, our Father, he will take care of us, honor our request according to his perfect will for us. He will see to it that only needs for our only needs be met. But we will come to know the enemy. We will come to, oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Let me back up. He will take care of us. He will honor our request according to his perfect will for us. He will see to it that not only our needs be met, but we will come to know the many wonderful benefits by living in God's secret place. I love it. Is anybody in God's secret place tonight? Here we will find rest, safety, protection, guiding, love, mercy, and health. Thank you, Lord God. What in your life do you need? I'm talking to somebody tonight. Are you hearing me? Lift your hand. I can't see you, but lift your hand in the spirit. What in your life do you need? Wisdom is in the secret place. Healing is in the secret place. Revelation is in the secret place. Deliverance in the secret place. Protection in the secret place. It's all there, hey Lord. Whatever you need is there in the secret place of the Most High. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. rain. It's a place of worship. This secret place is a place of worship and prayer. And prayer. As I said before, and getting to know God in a more intimate way, the more we spend time with Him, the more we discover what He has offered us. It's just not about salvation, but of living here and experiencing heaven on earth. While we are here, y'all, we better experience heaven here on earth. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. The more we spend time with Him, the more we discover what He has offered us. It's not just about salvation, but of living here and experiencing heaven on earth while we are here at the secret place. I am in the secret place of the Most High God. And nothing shall, oh, Jesus, He that dwelleth. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadows of the Almighty. Anybody on the line? Are you in that secret place? Well, whatever is going on is there. Run to that secret place. Run. Run. Run to that secret place. It's a place of protection. It's a place of security. It's a place where God will shelter us. It is all. Hey, somebody. The secret place of the Most High.
Stay in that secret place.
Hallelujah.
Stay in that secret place. Oh, I want to dwell.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I just want to bask. I just want to relax. Do we ever take time to really relax in that secret place? Oh, my God.
Jesus, hallelujah.
We want to give everybody an opportunity because the secret place is something that you need to tap into also. But you may have a comment. Woo. You may have a question. Dial Woo. One right now. We want to open the lines up tonight. You may have a praise report. Woo. You may just have a hallelujah. Come on and dial in to 52 Weeks of Love right here with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Oh, my God. Secret place.
Jesus. Hallelujah. The secret place. Hey, Jesus.
Secret place.
Secret place, man of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The secret place.
Hallelujah. The secret place.
A place of security. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Area code 619, last four, 7615. You're live on 52 Weeks of Love.
Praise the Lord. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Minister Charlene, hallelujah. How are you?
Yeah, praise the Lord, Pastor E. Sister Virginia, God is good. This is one of my favorite psalms. I mean, I love the Bible, but I really do thank God for this psalm, Psalm 91. My God, because God is not subject to time. He created time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So it's just encouraging to know that the God that created time is not subject to time. So, you know, just to have our hearts set up on Him who is not subject to time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That He is everywhere at the same time, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful. And humble, but yet powerful, strong, and mighty in how He hides Himself, but He reveals Himself. He's just, I mean, you can't hardly comprehend it because you're trying to figure it out because He became flesh. And it's like, you know, but He's not subject to time. He's not bound to time. Hallelujah.
No.
He can speak in our time and change things around. He has angels.
Yes,
my God, I've been praying, Lord, send your angels hot off of your throne. My God, to go sporadically wherever you want them to go because they heed to the will of God. So we're seeking the heart of God who hides Himself. We're seeking that mind, that His mind that, my God, He has to reveal it because we won't never know it.
Yes, he is.
We could never know the heart and mind and will and spirit of the direction of God unless God reveals it.
That's it. Unless he reveals it.
We could miss it.
Yes.
We could actually miss it and God be nowhere in it, and we thinking we're following God. We have to be in the secret place of the Most High. Where is he at? Lord, where is your heart at? He is our protection. He is our habitation. He is our fortress.
Yes.
He said, I will walk in them. He's so God. He said, I will walk in them, and I will dwell in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. There's a separation of, my God, who is really in control?
Yes,
God
Lord.
Is in
Come
control.
On,
he said, yes, I'll walk in them. Isn't that amazing? How could a God, as great as he is, walk within us? He said, I will dwell in them. I will be their God. He said, be their God. He said, they will be my people. They will be his people. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
I just couldn't take it. I had to dial one. Because I was just thinking, it hit me. God is not subject to time.
No, he's not. He's so God,
he decided to create time.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
But he lives outside of time, and he's in time. Wow.
Yes, Lord.
What a great
That's
time
it.
For God.
Ooh.
Mm. What a great and powerful
yes,
God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
He is the eternal God. He is the everlasting God. He is from everlasting to everlasting. His word describes it. He said there's no other God beside him. He knows not of any other. He said beside him there was no other God formed. There was no other God for man to create images and they bow down to them.
Yes.
But God, the all-knowing God, said that beside him there was no other God created or formed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And you just said something.
In their eternity.
You just said you just said everlasting and everlasting, thou art God. There's no other.
Yes. It's just him. He's the only one. He's the
only
eternal,
one.
Everlasting God. He's the only living God. It's just him.
Only true God.
It's only him all by himself.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The angels know that. They're bowing, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. They're bowing before God and acknowledging his godness and his holiness and his righteousness and his power and his awesomeness. They're bowing before the God that created them.
Yes, yes.
They know he's the only God. They're up there with him. Bowing and worshiping him.
Yes.
And they launch out. And they, yes, ma'am.
And you know what, Sister Charlene? You know what about the angels? What angels is there to protect us. And if you never clap your hands, when you clap your hands and summon your angels to go to war, if you never summon them, they're going to stand still and they're going to bow their head and they're not going to move.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They hearken to the voice of the Lord. They hearken to the will of God.
What you say?
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
They hearken to the voice of the Lord. They hearken to the word of God. The Bible says the angel of the Lord, it campeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them.
Yes.
They camp about. They desire to look into the things, my God, they see us as we worship in God. They desire. They're like, what is man? They look and they're off. But they're there because God wants them there. Guardian angels, protection angels, ministry angels. Fighting and battling and warring angels. My God. There's a fire.
You know what?
Yes,
the angels, we don't believe in angels. We don't believe in angels. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but we better believe there are angels.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now y'all go open up. Y'all go open up some tonight because not only are there protective angels, but there are destructive angels around and about trying to kill us. It's not just one side. It's both sides. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Don't you know it was a bunch of angels got kicked out following Satan and Lucifer. It's not just one.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of them got kicked out. Do a study on the angels, and you'll see. You better be watching out for the good and the bad, but you better know they are there.
They
if
are
God,
there, man of God,
you know, I love that one part when Jesus say, if it was not so, why would I tell you?
Ooh,
Jesus. I'm just looking at just that one sentence. He said, if it was not so, why would I tell you? If you really believe in the word of God, you have to know that it's true, but you have to now study yourself to be approved, that you now have the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding to know that
God
is true. It's up to me to grow to the next level. I'm tired of listening to all the cliches and what other people are experiencing. We are pushing. Come on, somebody, stand up and experience for yourself. Stop sitting around waiting for the anointed one to walk through your door. He's already knocking. He's giving you opportunity to open.
My Lord.
All he said is seek. You'll find.
Oh, my Jesus.
Knock. Yes. All doors will be open, and it shall be given. Oh, not all that money and not all that cars, and that's why your bills aren't paid, because you're asking and you're not going to work. But when you decide to go to God at another level and say, I want to be free. I want to be free, Jesus. I'll be content.
Lord.
Can we just all be content where we are right now and say, Lord, that's
content.
Enough?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I know you got big aspirations of millions and trillions of dollars and a TV ministry and all that, but can we just right now where you are say, I'm content? Would you be willing to tell God, I'm content? Some folks out there saying, I'm not ready yet. I haven't made it yet. No, where you are right now, would you be willing to tell God, I'm content? Because if you're not, you better get ready to tell him. Because when he show up, he ain't going to ask you, are you ready? He going to say, get ready.
Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
Glory to God.
Ain't gonna be there's not going to be a question, are you want to be content? Can I make it easy for you? No, he coming. When he come, he's coming for the righteous.
Yes,
Lord. Glory to God.
Oh, my God.
Make a choice tonight. I'm going to be part of the righteous. I'm going to work. I know I'm not perfect. I'm not making no excuses. But I tell you one thing. If you looked at the percentages, my good outweighs my bad.
Hallelujah.
My negative is being taken over by my positive. My bank account is no longer in the red. It's what they call in the black. Come on.
Yes.
It's a spiritual bank account that we have to know we keep drawing out.
Glory to God.
And never put back in. See, when you take out, you got to put back in. See that relationship of give and take? See that relationship of give and take? A lot of us are just, we suck and dry and absorb all of the grace of God until there's no more.
No more.
We think it's going to automatically come back. You have to set your mind to say, when I love him the way he's loved me, I now have to refill. And not just because I'm empty. This going to hurt somebody here. Not just because I'm empty. I need to refill because that's what I'm called to do. Refill.
Refill.
Amen.
Go study Joseph. He had more than enough. He said it was not room to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he had big bank and it was still, the crops were good, he still had storehouses. Not for right now, but for down the line, for the time of famine.
Yes.
Oh my God. Are you ready for the time of famine?
Yes.
Are you ready for the time of testing? Oh, Jesus. Are you? Oh, I don't know what it is. I'm sitting up. See, this is Edward talking to Pastor E. There's a preach on me. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, it is time to get ready because God ain't playing.
No, he's not mad at God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
He want to shake you up. Every word we preach on every show, it should shake you up. And say, I'm not doing enough. Even though you're doing everything you can, every message you're going to hear on this network is you still ain't doing enough.
No, you're
More. Stop getting content with yourself. Stop getting all complacent with yourself. You cannot do enough. You cannot. Don't you remember that old saying? You can't be God's given. No matter how you try. Come on. So you keep building and building and building and building and building because you want to go higher and higher and higher. Family, it's up to you. I have to point my finger at you. Now, I still have four more pointing at me.
Oh, Jesus.
That says I'm accountable of my own because I'm telling myself this. But let me just give you a little side note. Get it together.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Stop taking advantage.
Hallelujah.
Stop thinking that you're going to be okay. You're not going to be okay if you don't have Jesus all the way. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me write that down. Oh, somebody need to know it takes all. We got to give him our all. And I'm just so excited that I'm pressing to give him more. Yeah, I don't have enough to give him. But I tell you what, I'm going to stay empty if I can just keep giving him.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Keep sowing. Keep speaking a word. Yes. Just keep encouraging people to get your own word. Preach.
Get your own
Jesus.
Word. Yes,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Live Jesus. Walk Jesus.
Jesus
exemplify
Jesus.
Jesus. Everything
Jesus.
Else will be okay.
Yes, Lord.
I said this earlier, and
yes.
I want to say it again. And I promise I'm going to say this every day until we get ready to cross over on the 31st. We don't utilize
God.
Jesus enough.
No, we don't, man of God. We don't.
See, when you utilize the power of Jesus, it's not for you. Mm-hmm. It's for somebody else. But most of us just
somebody
sit around
else.
And wait until we need him.
Oh,
Jesus,
God.
Help me. Jesus, fix me. Jesus. No. We need to be utilizing the name of Jesus right now because the little mental problems you're having, the financial problems you're having, the people problems you're having can all be solved by one name.
One
I'm going to call Pastor E on you. They're going to still go
Lord
off.
God.
I'm going to call so-and-so Lord on you. They ain't going to listen to you. But when you say, you know what? I'm done with this and I forgive you. But I'm going to take this to Jesus.
Yes.
I bet you see
yes,
some things.
Hey, Lord.
Jesus.
Immediately.
Lord,
if you start utilizing the name that every knee will bow, don't wait for them to have to bow. Make them bow by using his name.
Make
every tongue will confess. They might
come
not
on,
confess
man.
It to you. Don't give up. They're going to confess it to somebody because when they leave you from the name of Jesus, they're going to automatically say, what's wrong with you, Jesus? Oh, come on.
Yes, Lord.
We always want to see the results in front of us. Just sow the seeds and know that the results will come when
hallelujah.
You're talking about Jesus.
What
that's what we talk
hallelujah.
About, the 50,
Lord,
52, 52 weeks of love. Seven ways mm-hmm. that Jesus loved us. Is so I can learn how to love him back.
Yes.
I know there may have been a one or two on this broadcast says, well, I was trying to learn how to love my spouse. Let me share something with you right now. You can't love your spouse, your parents, and anybody else that you're supposed to have a love relationship with until you, first of all, experience love.
That's
then
it.
You must now yes. learn love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you got to
my
give
God.
Love. Not to people. This is all between you and God. You're trying to perfect
right.
the relationship of love. Oh, now
yes,
when I turn my love, when I release my love, it ain't about sex or physicality or money or the things that we usually love
thank
for.
You. That's right.
It's
that's
the, it. It's the purity of the love creator.
Oh,
and we can
God.
Really develop love relationships that will last.
Oh,
aren't
God.
We ready? How many, I'm just, don't answer the question, but how many broken love relationships have we had to repent for? That's the biggest thing.
Yes, it is.
I know I'm the only one. I'm the only one. So I'm going to repent.
No, you're not.
But how many love relationships have we left tarnished because we wanted our own way? Because it was our way or the highway. It was I had the money and they didn't. Or whatever the
my
case
God.
Was. How many love relationships have we left behind because we didn't know how to love?
Didn't know how to love. That's it.
So
oh
now
God,
I've learned.
I'm already running.
I'm already running.
Oh,
look. See, when I know God loved me, for God so loved the world that he gave. Let's not think about what he gave. He just gave. So if I know that, I know I must give him back. Jesus.
Amen.
Now that I give him back, that love relationship is now exonerated because I'm no longer in my way, but his way. And then I love him back by surrendering my all. I love him back by giving it away. I love him back by saying, you know what? I am out of the equation. You are in control,
oh,
and
Lord.
Every day I'm going to remind myself when I wake up in my mind, get
oh,
up in
Lord.
My thinking, and move in my purpose is that you are in control.
Yes. Lord
mm-hmm.
Can I spend some time with you? Would you allow me to spend some time with you? Because we got to remember God is God, and we must honor him. Yes. Not just like I'm walking in the door, God, come on over here and worship with me. No, Lord, can I come in?
Yes.
I know you said because of Jesus, I have a automatic connection to you, but I know you are still God Almighty. Can I come in?
All by yourself, he is.
Glory to God.
And he says, if you abide in me, I'll abide in you. Anything you ask in my name, it is done. See, I've started my way because now I know it's all about him.
It's all about him, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I love an amen. I love an amen. But take it personal and say, I'm going to start working on me.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Go to the 99 cent store and buy a bunch of them little those little spiral binders, dollar a piece, and start writing some journals about all the broadcasts that we're on. That you start to see yourself come alive in your writings. By you saying, I'm not following Pastor E or the network or anybody. I'm following Jesus because look at what he said through me.
Through me, Father. Amen, man of God.
Have your way, Jesus.
Yes, I'm all of us in here.
If you like me, it doesn't matter. If you hate me, it doesn't matter. But if Jesus is pleased with one word of exonerating him from any, watch this, from any responsibility of what's going on in this world, then I've done my job.
Yes. That's it.
He is not at fault of death. He is not a fault of confusion. He is not at fault for disaster. Because we ain't called his name. You don't see him showing up. We ain't calling his name. Yes. He's not moving. We're not calling his name. We're not utilizing the power that has been given to each and every one of us when you believe. Oh, I didn't preach enough tonight. Oh, my God. You better get together with him.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
He's the risen Savior.
It's time. Stop playing.
He's the risen Savior. He's the risen Savior. If it wasn't for him coming to the earth, there would be no hope at all. He is the light of the world. He is the
all
hope
of all or nothing.
It's only Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Only Jesus Christ. He's the answer.
Oh, Jesus.
He's the solution.
Jesus.
Yes, he is.
He's the only answer and solution in this world. It's only
the first.
Jesus.
The last.
The last.
Everything.
The beginning and the end.
The beginning.
It's all in Jesus. God did it so smooth. He did it so true. He did it so righteous. It's only through Jesus. No other name.
We complicate things too much. We complicate things too much. We really complicate things too much because when you really get into this word, it's very simplistic that you love.
Yes, it is, man of God. Yes, it is.
It's not very hard.
Oh,
you see how Jesus broke down. We you know, people were always trying to take the Ten Commandments, and he broke it down. He said, just love. Love me with everything, and love your neighbor with everything I've given you. That's that's what Mark 12, 29, 30, 31, 30 is all built on, is that love me with your all, and I will show you how to love everybody else.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, there's no greater commandments than love.
No
greater. See, I love a 52 weeks of love because it reminds me of how insaturated I need to become with love.
Hallelujah, love.
Not physical love. Oh no, not monetary love, but that spiritual love of God.
Spiritual love of God. That's,
you know, the Bible says that the spirit gives life, and the flesh gets nothing. The flesh has no reward.
Yes.
Read John chapter 6, that whole chapter. You search it out. I can tell you the scripture. But anyway, it says the spirit gives life.
Yeah.
The flesh has no reward. Come on, that tells me that even though my flesh may be doing something, that don't mean nothing. That's just doing what I have to do. The spirit is where the life comes.
And it's right.
Oh my God. and profits nothing. Thank you. Oh, you done found. Oh, you, y'all see, you went on down there to John 6:63, didn't you? That's what it says. The flesh profits nothing. Hallelujah.
Nothing.
52 weeks of love. It's going down tonight. God bless you guys. We have even went over 6 minutes of our normal broadcast because when the spirit moves, we must move with it. You may have a comment after we've got this sparked up. Go ahead and dial one. We'll continue the dialogue. But we want to give Evangelist Virginia an opportunity to continue and give her closing marks. But, yes, we have one of our covenant partners dialing in right now, Minister Sir Ryan Davis. Welcome to 52 Weeks of Love.
Hey, praise God. Hallelujah. I just wanted to just say praise God. Bless every last one of you. And I like that last thing you spoke on about love. That's what it all boils down to as a Christian. Our walk is to mimic God's love. And he's perfect. He didn't have to learn how to love. We do. So we're growing in love. And as we begin to operate in love, I think the most loving act any of us can do is pray for one another. So I'm praying for you all. I ask for those who are hear God say, pray for me to do the same whenever he leads you. And we just continue to hold one another up because we all have the same enemy, but we all have access to the same God. So to God be the praise. I love you all. I honor you all. I pray God's choice blessings upon your life. Hallelujah. And there's somebody listening.
Hallelujah.
Yes. There's somebody listening. You're deeply troubled in your spirit. But
come
the peace
on.
Of God be the calm to your storm right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't look to the right or to the left, but look up. Your hope is in Christ.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Call on his name, Jesus. At the beginning of this broadcast, he was saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That was for you. That was for you, a troubled one. You know who you are. To God be the praise, glory and honor to his name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Release the fivefold. Yes, we are releasing it. We're going to pray for you. But the thing is that I like that you brought that in is because we need to become accustomed to praying for one another. I ain't trying to put me out there. I'm going to use me an example. But there's not a person that just spoke or is on this line I don't pray for daily. I'm talking about intense prayer. Do better for them. Open doors for them. Bless them. Show yourself to them. Thank you, Jesus. You did it. You did it. Because I'm going to tell you, when you give, you receive.
Yes, Lord.
Why not just give first and love on somebody? It is time for us to really, I'm just so energized about seeing results right now. Not results of physical, but results of spiritual unity.
Spiritual.
I mean, we talk the talk and all that, but it's really time for us to build that one church without spot or blemish. That means I'm not like you and you're not like me, but we're like Jesus. We have a common ground. The universal principle for each and every one of us is that four-letter word, L-O-V-E. We can get along.
L-O-V-E.
If I know my lane, I know how to respect your lane. If I know God like you know him, then you know how you respect your lane as well as respecting somebody else's lane. We can really work together. That's the goal. Are we getting to the point that we want to be one?
Oh, my God,
Or I want to run the show. Or I want to be the shot caller. I want to be this. Are we really ready to see the results of Jesus? That much fruit mentality across the board.
Much fruit.
And I've been preaching this for over 10 years. God has intended for us all to be equal, to be able to do the same things that we want to do when we want to do them, when we serve
That's
him.
It. Oh my God.
When we make you first, you know, I use that principle of I love filet mignon. Oh, medium well in between that medium well and that thing. Not too hard, not too soft, but perfect, right? Well, it's expensive piece of meat. Some people don't like steak. But just because you order chicken, You didn't order that because you had to. That's because that's what you wanted. But you could have got filet, or you could have got the whole menu just like I could have. But you do what you do because it's not about the physical. It's about us being willing and available for God to use us and say we can all have the same. Let's help each other.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
If we really sold into each other, I'm talking about, and I'm not trying to get no offerings. Y'all know that's one of the things I really fight against. Oh, my God. I got people in my ear all the time. You need to ask more. You need to put it out there. Don't you know this is good ground? People need to sow. But let me just say this. If we really supported each other, we wouldn't be sitting around waiting for somebody to knock on the door and say, I want to help you. We wouldn't be waiting for that next phone call. We wouldn't be waiting around for that next opportunity. We'd already have it because we can build it together.
Yes, we can.
Bring our talents. What they tell them in Acts, bring all to the table. Just come on. Everything you got, I don't care. You got gold, he got silver. Bring it all to the table. You got lambs and he got steak. Bring it all to the table. So we can divide it evenly and we can all feel like, you know what? There is no difference between us. Let's do this thing. And it begins with love. Area code 225. Last four, 5751. You're live on 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
This is Irisha. I'm calling out of Louisiana. And I'm young or whatever, and I've been through a lot, like coming into Christ or whatever. And love really is the weapon because love came got me. I was like, I lost my mama when I was 11 years old, and my dad was always in and out of prison. So I didn't come up in a church home. Like everything I seen people play church a lot, and I really didn't see nobody really living it. Like where I come from, Plaquemine, Louisiana, I never seen no one live it. Like, live the word, like, live it out. I see a lot of people talk, but I didn't see them live it. Like, God say they worship me with their hearts, but their mouths are far from me. Like their hearts are far from me. Like, it's just, and I was young, and I sit around older women. Hello?
No, I was just amening on that one. I'm just giving you a high five.
Yes, I sit around older women, my mom friends that I was around that was supposed to be being an example for me, and I watch these women sit around me and other people, and I listen to them talk about X pills, and I kept hearing them talk about it. That's why you can't sit around everyone or whatever, because you think the things is not doing stuff, but it's actually getting in your spirit. You got to watch what you take in. You got to watch what you take in. It's about what you eat.
Oh, my God.
It's about what you eat. Adam and Eve, they fended off what they ate. What they ate is about what you take in. You can't sit around everyone and listen to everything. You have to learn how to get up. You have to be an example, and I end up on pills. Popping X pills, and it took me farther than I want to go. I let men use me and older men because I was young, and I'm still am young, but that don't mean nothing. You don't put an age limit on a guy. God going to use you. If he's going to use you, that don't let nobody have older people. Oh, she too young or whatever. Like, no, I'm doing what God called me to do, and you're not doing it. That don't mean God can use you. He'll use a child if he wants to. And that's the thing. I really want God. Like, I don't care what nobody say. You'll never make me get up. You know, I give up because God is keeping me. God, I know he brought me from, he pulled me from the bottom. I can't speak for nobody else. I can speak for Irenisha. He literally pulled me from the bottom. I'm talking about going to clubs every week, drinking, popping pills every day of the week. I pop pills like I was eating Skittles. Like, every day of the week, like, I don't have no shame in my game to tell my testimony because I know what God did for me. Love came down me. Love came down me. Love
told me how to love
my husband.
Oh,
like,
hallelujah.
Love really came got me. Like, I don't care how you look at me. You're not going to stop me from loving me, you. You're not going to stop me from praying for you because I know what God did for me.
Oh,
I'm 25 years old. And God came got me at a young age. I was telling the world what God did for me. They don't know. They don't know. Don't be embarrassed. You tell people. Somebody on this line needs to hear them. Just tell them what God drugs ain't got me. Anybody that's on drugs, you don't beat nobody up. You win them over with love. That's our weapon. You love, I'm telling you, love can't got me. It can't got me. I used to wear clothes with all my stomach out, naked. Mm. I was tumbling in my mouth, pierced, all this different stuff. And love can't got me. I don't even dress the same. I don't even look
say that
the
again.
Same.
Love
like,
did what?
I got
what did love
an inner
do?
Beauty that shines for the outside. I have an inner beauty that shines for the outside.
Oh,
like,
love came and got me.
I always talk to Miss Virginia. I love Virginia. Like, she always encouraged me all the time. We need more people to encourage the young generation. People talk about the room with the young people out here, but where are the older folks with the examples? We need examples. We need to see. We need to see. Everybody not going to come in the church. We got to be out. You got to come out behind the four walls. God can't got me. I wasn't in the church. I wasn't in the church. I'm telling you, he can't got me. I battle with things in my mind. It's times I want to tell my family I'm about to die. The mind is so powerful. God changed my mind. This is what I'm saying. He changed my mind. I don't even think I can't. He changed my mind. He changed it. He can do it. The word do it. The word works. The blood still works. It still works.
Like, oh, my
God. God is so awesome. Like, I'm telling you, I can never go back. He ain't going to let me. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. He's not going to let me give up. I say, God, keep keeping me. You keep me. Because if I keep me, I might get up anywhere. You keep me. That's how you got to. You got to be real with God. You got to tell him. You gotta be honest with God. God, you keep me. I tell God, help me. When I think, help me, Lord. Help me. I'm nothing without you. I can't do it without you. I can't make it without you. I can't breathe without you. You're just love. It is love.
Jesus.
Wow, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God.
Fire. Ooh, fire. Shut up in your bones. Come on.
Oh, Lord. We so busy looking at other people anointed. But what about what God put in you? What? Focus on what he placed in you. Focus on that. Focus on it. Stop being jealous and all that. God got so much more for you. If you just work on you. Like, work on you. Get you together. Get you together. That's why the ones that been in the church, they don't want the younger generation to talk. God wants somebody to be real. You got to be real with this thing. You don't come to play. This
Show
ain't
yourself.
No uno game. This is real. This is real life. It's happening now. People getting killed day by day, hour by hour. And I need God every minute, every second, and every hour. Come on now. We have to be real with this thing. This ain't no joke. One day you saying you for God and you clubbing the next day. No, God don't work like that. Who fired you on? Who fired you on?
Hey.
Oh my God. Lord,
who will you serve? Who will you serve this day?
Lord.
Make a choice. Come on, make a choice.
Oh Lord Jesus. I don't even have to. My life is the word. My life, when you look at me, you see the word. You see. I don't have to do, you see the word. When you look at me, you know God then brought me from somewhere. You probably don't know it all, but all you got to do is look. We post up. You can quote all day long. Some people know scriptures to memorize them, but do you know them to live them? Do you know them to live the scripture? We need more people to live the scripture, not just talk it. Live it. Live it. Live the word. Allow that word to get in you and change you. Come out of you. Humbling yourself is for you to do. Humble yourself. That's for us to do. Humble yourself. Humble. Why God always all through the humble yourself? Even Jesus humbled himself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Oh, Lord Jesus. God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh,
thank
Lord
you.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your change. Thank you for your change. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's worship.
Thank you,
Lord. Let's worship, worship, worship. Lift your hands. Lean in his direction.
Change me, oh God.
Come on, claim it. Change me, oh God.
Make me more.
Make me more like you.
Change me, oh God.
Even when you think you made it, ask him to change you.
Wash me through.
Through.
I want to worship you, Jesus.
Worship you.
Yes, Lord.
Change me, oh God.
Oh God.
Make me more like you. Watch me through and through. Just create in me a clean.
Me.
He'll do it if you let him.
Any closer on March Evangelist, Virginia?
Yes, man of God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God is good, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Man of God, God is so good.
Yes, he is.
I talked to the young lady early today. I called her tonight, and I told her I was coming on the air because last Friday she was tuned in. And she called me. She said, you're not on. What's wrong? What happened? I said, I think they got technical difficult on the line. And she said, I've been waiting to hear. I was waiting to hear. So tonight I called her. And there she is. There she is. She's so full of the fire and Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord. Man of God, I just want to say
this. Yes, ma'am.
I want to say this. They got so many young people out there that is hurting, and they need people to reach out to them. Like she shared so much about love. I heard her say, love found her. Love found her. And I want to say to those who are on the line, those who are listening,
yes,
God is for real.
He is.
God is real. And God is looking for people that are going to serve him wholeheartedly. Man of God, it's time out for plain church. It's time for us to preach and teach the word of God. And let the people know that Jesus loves them. Let them know. They got people out there that will never, ever come to church. Because they look at what's going on in the church, but it's not about that. It's about God.
Oh, my
it's
God.
About God.
It's about God.
It's about God. It's about
Hallelujah.
God. It's all about God. It ain't about this and it ain't about that. And I hear you talking about, oh, it's so much, but I tell you what. I'm going to serve God with every breath in my body. I'm going to serve God with all of my DNA.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
With all the DNA in my body, I'm going to serve him with every breath in my body. I'm going to serve him with all of my inner being. And I'm listening out of Aranisha. Oh, Jesus, Lord, touch us, Jesus.
Well, I'm going to say this right now. We're not going to let this anointing go. there was an anointing that got lit here that we want to tap into. We want to give a platform for those young people that need to hear the testimonies that are real about that real stuff. See, I know about them parishes. I'm not just because I'm in California. I know about Louisiana. I'm, you know, Houston, my second home. But I got people in Evangelist Parish, up in Lafayette. I'm you know, down in the French Quarters and all those things. So I know the testimony I heard and the fire that lit up on here. We want to tap into that. We've been praying.
Yeah.
God, send somebody to the network that can shout that fire of change without compromise and with the ability. The one thing that sold me was that love found her, and
love
we're not going to push it past that, because our broadcast is about to end and we want to have all our recorded time. But we're going to link into this thing, and we're still looking to grow and continue to partner. It's not about just the Now Network, it's about God. And but you know,
it's
we can
God,
all
man,
fill the airways that people can listen for free. Yes. Without charges and memberships, and that's is to provide those services. So anyway, God bless you, woman of God. Awesome word. See, you lit the fire because you see the fire is continually going, and the anointing has fallen on us. The rain began, and then the word fell, and now the testimony has confirmed that we are on the same page, and God is about to release to us his favor of now. See, that favor of now means we can get in line with what he's already done. That's going to catch up to somebody later. God bless you guys.
Yes,
don't you know you are loved, you are honored, you are appreciated, but most of all, you were beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you different. Start to encourage yourself that I am God's greatest miracle, in Jesus' name. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.